Welcome to the Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast series. Vicki Hitchcock, a principal for audit and accounting services at GSG, recently authored a guest article for the Maryland Daily Record about how the Secure 2.0 Act could help Maryland companies counter the great resignation. And today we're joined by Vicki, who will provide more insights into this topic. And Vicki, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Matt. Great to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, great to have you as well. Let's start from a high level. If you don't mind, tell us about the Secure 2.0 Act.
Absolutely. So the Secure 2.0 Act is really designed to build on the changes that were made in the 2019 Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Act, which was known as the Secure Act. The 2.0 version really expands capabilities of the sponsor to provide access to the participants to get more access into the plans. And it also lessens restrictions and decreases penalties for leaving your money in the plan longer. So really, it's going to allow employees to save more money for a longer period of time.
Yeah, that's great. So how can the act really enhance retirement options for businesses and also really counter the great resignation as well?
That's a great question. So there's a few changes coming along with this act that I believe can help employers attract and retain talent by adding more features to their benefits that they provide to employees. And one of the ways that the act's going to allow employers to do that is an employer can adopt a provision where they could actually help start their employees' retirement plan for them. Essentially, many new graduates forego contributing to their employer-sponsored retirement plans, such as their 401ks, while carrying the burden of paying student debt and student loans. And this act really would allow employers to treat employee student loan payments as contributions, and they would be able to make a matching contribution for that into a retirement plan for an employee. And another change that participants would be allowed to direct their employer matching contribution to be directed as a Roth contribution rather than a pre-tax contribution. And this will actually provide some advantages in the future for tax benefits because Roth contributions have tax-free earnings and you can be eligible for qualified tax-free draws. And then lastly, one of the ways this could help employers with the great resignation is it actually speeds up the eligibility rules for part-time employees. So this would allow employers to actually provide more employees the benefit of participating in the plan.
All right, great. And one part of the Daily Record article you mentioned about, and you kind of touched on this at the last part of your response there about, you know, educating employees. So why is it important to educate employees and also plan sponsors about this legislation?
Right. So staying current from an employer standpoint, staying current with the most recent regulatory changes is just the best practice. And right now is really a good time to educate yourself as a plan sponsor so you can decide what changes you could see yourself taking from the act and implementing into your plans. And then that can give you an opportunity to let current and future employees know these are some of the ways that we're trying to enhance our benefits and help you going forward.
All right. Awesome. And we usually ask this in every podcast, but how can GSG help clients and prospects with this?
Definitely. So GSG, along with other professionals that are in the retirement space, can play a major role in educating by having conversations with clients, just trying to help them understand both the changes that need to be made on paper, as well as any administrative process changes that may need to be made for different things that they may adopt going forward in association with the Secure Act.
Awesome. Well, Vicki, as always, we appreciate your time today. And is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
The only thing that I'd like to add is that, you know, these changes are still working their way through Congress. And while there's no guarantee that it will be elected, there is an expected effective date that would be starting after 12/31/2023. So this is really something that employers will be looking at in the 2024 year that could be effective for that year.
All right, perfect. Well, this concludes this Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast interview with Vicki Hitchcock, who's a principal for audit and accounting services at GSG. And Vicky was kind enough to share her insights into how the Secure 2.0 Act could help Maryland companies counter the Great Resignation. And Vicky, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you as well, Matt.